It's August 17th, 2026, and welcome to the Oxmap Roundup. Today we've got two stories worth your attention. A physics-informed artificial intelligence company targeting the steel industry and a hydrogen tech firm hitting a significant milestone. Let's get into it.
Both stories are pretty signal-rich for a mid-August week, so good ones to dig into.
Starting with Matalytics, they've just been awarded £619,000 in grant funding to bring their structural physics AI platform into the steel sector. What stood out to you here?
The technical approach is the thing. They're combining physics-based modelling with machine learning, which is genuinely harder to replicate than your typical data-driven wrapper. That's a real moat, and the grant validates it at the early stage.
And steel as the entry point is interesting, right? Capital intensive, high stakes around quality and failure risk. It's a natural fit for predictive tools.
Exactly. And once you've proven the method in steel, the same approach translates pretty cleanly to aerospace, civil engineering, energy infrastructure. It's a wedge strategy and a smart one.
Moving on, a Southeast-based hydrogen company has reached the final phase of a £1.5 million ammonia cracking collaboration with a heavy machinery manufacturer. For listeners less familiar, ammonia cracking is essentially splitting ammonia back into hydrogen and nitrogen. It's a key piece of the green hydrogen import chain.
Reaching the final project phase is a meaningful signal. This isn't early-stage experimentation anymore. And the fact it's structured as an industrial partnership rather than pure venture backing suggests a real route to market through established machinery, OEMs.
Worth watching for a follow-on fundraise or a licensing deal as the program wraps up. One housekeeping note. It was a thin week for core Oxford stories specifically, so we kept this edition tight rather than pad it out.
Appreciated. Quality over quantity is always the right call.
That's your Oxmap Roundup for August 17th. If you spotted Oxford-connected news we missed this week, get in touch. We'd love to include it in next week's edition. See you tomorrow.